On the Contact Show this morning, we are talking about the great outdoors, and what a better time to do so. We have a wonderful weekend coming up, beautiful weather, things are looking more summer-like, and actually, June is National Camping Month, and it also happens to be National Get Outdoors Month. Lots of local places to explore. Specifically this morning, we are going to be highlighting two of them, Cook Forest State Park and Parker Dam, some of our local state parks that aren't too far away from here. More about that coming up here on Connect FM, the show Contact, your host, myself, Brittany Madera, and the sponsor for this portion this morning, Lifespan Family Services, adoption and foster care.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Du Bois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.
Well, this morning on Contact, we're talking about the great outdoors and some local places to explore. We're actually going to split this Contact show up in two different segments. First up, we have Cook Forest and then Parker Dam a little bit later on this morning. But we're starting off the show with our friend from Cook Forest, Dale Luthringer. So good morning, Dale. It is wonderful to hear you again on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, you're not an unknown voice here on our radio station. We've talked to you many, many times before about, well, it seems like for a lot of the time at Cook Forest, there always seems to be something happening there. So I feel like people are pretty familiar with some of the things that happened at Cook Forest. But if somebody has, let's start at the very, very base level. If somebody has never been to Cook Forest or might not even know where it is, give me the quick little elevator speech, the nature elevator speech for Cook Forest. Where is it?
Well, it's in Cooksburg, Pennsylvania. It's about 15 miles north of Brookville, Pennsylvania, the I-80 exit there on Route 36. And as soon as you cross the bridge over the Clarion River, I mean, you're in it. So it's all around. We've got over 8,000 acres of forest and a beautiful river down the middle of it. There's just lots to do.
Yeah. Dale, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we have, 120 state parks here in Pennsylvania, so there are quite a few of them. What makes Cook Forest stand out?
Well, main thing with Cook Forest is the old-growth forest that we have here. The main one that we have, we call it the Forest Cathedral. It's a registered national natural landmark. And if you've never been to Cook Forest, that's really the first thing that you should see. And it's very easy to see the river, which is Clarion River is a national wild scenic river, which has lots to do on it. But the main reason for the park is the old growth forest. And there's many trails that go through it of all kinds of different levels of ability, some very flat trails, some have some steepness to it. But many of them will take you underneath trees that predate the beginning of our nation by over 100 years. Some even go back to Christopher Columbus' time. So some of the oldest trees and some of the tallest trees in Pennsylvania, when we come to conifers, there's really no better place to go in the entire state of Pennsylvania than Cook Forest to see old-growth forest.
Yeah. Dale, I do have to play devil's advocate here for a minute because I know what some people must be thinking. Oh, great, we're talking about I have trees in my backyard. I see them every day. I think sometimes we might get blind to the fact of, I mean, we do live in such a beautiful area of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's easy to take it for granted. I mean, I live right here, and I see it every day, and it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to convince the locals that, you have one of the best places in the entire East United States to see old forest right in your backyard. I mean, people come from all over the world to see it. And, we have the tallest conifers in the state of Pennsylvania located here. We have many big, tall tree records that are here. The oldest tree in the park is a hemlock, which is almost 500 years old, and our tallest trees are pushing 170 feet. Black cherries are just incredible. I mean, we've got the tallest black cherries north of the Smokies, and they're in that low 140-foot range, you know. And always start throwing numbers around, people's eyes kind of glaze over, you know. But until you get out there and experience it, it's, you know, many of us are used to seeing their second growth forests, which are all around us, or even third or fourth growth forests, and we tend to take it for granted. But when you come here at Cook, it's just, you get back in the woods and you're in that, like a church cathedral. I mean, the ceiling's high, the canopy is high. I mean, you can't touch it, you know, and it's hard to contemplate, you know, that these were even left here. And it was a long struggle that these weren't even, that this area wasn't timbered out back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think you have to experience it in order to realize why it is so special. So if somebody's struggling to take that first step of, okay, maybe back when we were kids, we were always playing in the stream. We were always, you know, hanging out outdoors. And then as people get older, and especially over this past year where a lot of us have been stuck inside and maybe we became more of a couch potato than we ever have been before, what's the best piece of advice that you can give me of somebody who wants to spend some time outdoors but needs that little nudge to get out?
Well, it's easy to get to. I mean, in most old forests in the state, you really have to do your research to find them. And then when you get there, depending upon the hype that you read, I mean, some of them are very, very nice places to go to. But a lot of them are hard to reach. And here at Cook Forest, if you make the effort to get here, you really have got all your logistical support there. I mean, you know, you can bring a lunch if you want, but there's plenty of local businesses that can support that. I mean, if you want to go camping, you've got multiple places, campgrounds to stay. You've got multiple cabins that are in the area. You've got a couple different lodges that are in the area. So it's all a matter of what you want to do. I mean, you don't have to take the kitchen sink with you. A lot of it is right here, you know. So, you know, when Brookville's nearby, Clarion's nearby, you know, and I mean, Dubois isn't that far away. I mean, it's a 40-minute drive, and bingo, you're there, you know. A lot of folks in the area, we go to Parker Dam or we go to Cook Forest, and they're both incredible parks and both have really nice things and opportunities to take advantage of there. And but it's like once you're here, it's just a whole new world. There's so many things to do. I just tell people leave their iPads and, you know, cell phones at home, because once you drop down in the valley, chances are you're not going to be able to get the stuff when you need it anyway. So just take a break. You're here for a vacation.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, you know.
Absolutely. Dale, let's talk about that, because we only have about 2 minutes left together. But what can getting outdoors really teach us? June is National Camping Month. It's National Get Outdoors Month. So let's talk about, what is the benefit? Why do you need that literal breath of fresh air?
Well, I think a lot of us, I know me personally, every once in a while we get caught up in the busy stuff from day to day, and, you know, it's easy to, you know, before you know it, the summer's gone, and, you know, it's a great place to come to just relax, recharge your batteries, and get grounded again, you know, and get ready to get back into the new week, you know, and go from there. And, you know, it's just a great place to come and relax. I mean, you don't have to, you know, hike 10 miles or you know, canoe 10 miles or things like that. I mean, you can just come here, take a break. You can take a leisurely drive up River Road, stop at any number of places, you know, and get out the fishing pole or just go for a swim. You know, there's all kinds of things to do when you get here. And yes, when you leave, you just feel, I don't know, I feel totally refreshed. It's like I don't have to go on vacation because I'm here every day. It's a wonderful place.
That's a great feeling. With about 30 seconds left, I'm asking you to maybe reveal something to me. Since you spend so much time there at Cook Forest, what is your personal favorite, like, little secret spot? I know I'm asking you to reveal your secret on air, but what is your maybe personal favorite little area to go to whenever you need that little breath?
Well, there's a couple places in the old forest, and you know, even though it's busy down along the river, you get up in the trees and you just stop, relax, and start thinking about all kinds of different things, you know. And you know, what's your purpose in the world, that kind of stuff. And it's a great place to ground yourself and just kind of reconnect with everything that's important to you. And it's just pick a spot. Everybody's got a different spot. Some people are down along the river. Sometimes I go up around I can't even tell you some of the places. Every spot has a different place. So,
yeah.
Some of them are wonderful overlooks of the Clarion. That's, surrounded by trees that are 400 some years old. And, you just think, if you sat here for 400 years, what are some of the things that you would say, that happened? And,
Wow.
Wonderful place.
Yeah, that is such a wonderful way of putting it, for 400 years. The things that have been seen there are just incredible. Dale, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure talking to you here on the radio. And I hope to see you soon in Cook Forest. And I know a lot of us will be getting out and about and enjoying that. So thanks again for keeping us updated on what's going on there and why nature truly is incredible.
Thank you so much.
And that's Dale Luthringer from Cook Forest State Park. Just a hop, skip, and a jump up in Cooksburg. And again, we will be continuing this conversation in just a few moments with another local state park. We'll have Eric Rensel on the phone line in just a moment. Eric is coming to us from Parker Dam State Park. So we'll talk about what makes Parker Dam a little bit different as well, and why they are all very worthy and worth your time for a summer.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Did you find everything you were looking for?
Yes, you have a great selection.
Thanks. You know, when you shop local, $68 stays in our community. And at a chain store, just $43 stays here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and when you shop online, well, no money stays local.
It is convenient, though.
Yeah, but strong businesses keep our community thriving and creating more jobs.
Good point. So think before you spend and shop locally whenever you can.
Yep, thanks to these local businesses.
Madison Marie Bridal, Extreme Shooting Sports, The Floor Show, Esther's Hair Haven, Brockway Drug, The Winery at Wilcox in Dubois, Brady Street Florist, and The Day Spa in Dubois.
Shop local first. All across the area, shop here first.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Dubois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.
All right, and a big thank you to our sponsors, Lifespan Family Services and Community County Services. It is Contact here on Connect FM. I'm Brittany Madera, and today we are talking about National Camping Month and National Get Outdoors Month. Lots of places to explore. We were just on the phone line with Dale Luthringer from Cook Forest State Park. Now we're going to turn it over to Parker Dam State Park with Eric Rensel. So good morning, Eric. It is so nice to talk to you. And thank you for spending a little bit of time on the phone line with us when I'm sure you would much prefer to be outdoors and out and about exploring. So thank you for being here with us.
Sure, no problem.
So if somebody, and just like I asked Dale, a lot of us are kind of familiar with Cook Forest and Parker Dam. Maybe we've spent a lot of sunny afternoons there. But if somebody base level has never, ever even heard of Parker Dam, how would you describe it? Where is it? And what do you do there?
Well, usually when people ask me about Parker Dam, a description of it is, if you would look up a Pennsylvania state park in the dictionary, Parker Dam would be the one they'd show you. It's kind of the cookie cutter state park for Pennsylvania. It has a little bit of everything. 110 site campground on one side of the lake, 16 rustic cabins on the other side of the lake, a 20 acre lake, a sand beach, hiking trails. It's just kind of your cookie cutter park. Has a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And we're located off exit 111 of 80. That's probably the one thing that folks would know. It's the highest point east of the Mississippi and on 80. But you get on Route 153 and head north, and we're just a few miles up the road, and you hang a right, and you're there. We're completely surrounded by Moshannon State Forest, so we are literally in the middle of nowhere kind of thing.
Sometimes that might intimidate people to be literally in the middle of nowhere. You're surrounded by nature, and that's an incredible experience. And maybe for people who are getting back out into nature, you know, we spend so much time, especially as kids, outdoors, playing in the creeks and the streams. And then you become an adult, and maybe you're spending more and more time indoors, and especially over this past year, a lot of us have unfortunately become more of a couch potato than ever before. What would you say is the biggest mistake that you see for these so-called newbie nature lovers that are getting back out into nature for the first time? What kind of advice can you give for us as we get back into the outdoors?
Well, you said some folks are intimidated by nature. That's not a bad thing. A little bit of respect goes a long way. Probably the biggest mistake that, if you want to call them newbie nature lovers, would be just not understanding the rules of the game. It would be like when I was a kid and they said, go play baseball, it's fun. And I had no clue how to play baseball. So I got out there, and it wasn't a fun experience. I didn't know what I was doing. And, you know, baseball's supposed to be fun. Getting out in nature is supposed to be fun, too. But it's kind of a lot more fun if you understand what the rules are. You know, you don't go up and poke a hornet's nest, or, you know, you don't feed the elk kind of thing. There's a lot of things that you don't do, but there's a lot of things that you do also are able to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I enjoy playing baseball now, not as much as being outside, you know, looking for mushrooms and type of thing. But, just get comfortable with what the rules are. And there are rules posted in state parks to keep you safe and hope you have a good experience. But that comes with experience. It's like, you know, playing baseball is you have to learn by experience. Getting out in nature isn't quite as stressful as, in my mind, as playing baseball as a child, but you do learn, you do become more comfortable, and with that comes a confidence. And I think that's probably one of the most rewarding things is as you become more learned in all this stuff, then your confidence goes up, and you start to make informed decisions to keep this resource here.
Yeah. Now, Eric, you had mentioned before, you say it's kind of a cookie-cutter park, and sometimes people can think of that as like, okay, cookie-cutter is not always a good thing, but it certainly is in the matter of really no matter what you are looking to get out of a state park, Parker Dam kind of has that built into it. So it doesn't matter if you're going into nature for, you know, back into nature for the first time, you don't have to hike 10 miles a day. But certainly if that is what you like to do, and if you like to take those longer hikes, that's also available. They really have a lot of everything.
Yeah, well, we have a wide range of trails. And like you said, you don't have to hike 10 miles. You can hike less than a mile on our shortest loop trail. And if you are the backpacker and you want to go for 5 days, we're also the trailhead for the Quihana, so which is a well-known backpacking trail. So it's you can take on as much or as little as you want and still have a pretty good experience.
Yeah, and I will say my husband and I and our dog Nellie, we went on a Quihana. It's certainly not the whole thing. We couldn't do the whole, 70-some miles. But we did do about 3 miles in, 3 miles back, and what a beautiful, beautiful place it is. We really enjoyed it. We've stayed at Parker Dam at the campsites, tent camping, quite a few times. So it is one of my favorite parks to go to, and it just so happens that it's not so far away.
No, it's not. Years ago, we had a DCNR secretary that wanted to make sure that we had a state park within 25 miles of every Pennsylvania resident, and came pretty close to doing it. So if you're St. Mary's, Dubois, Brockway, Clearfield, you know, any of those surrounding areas, Parker Dam is not very far away. And I'm surprised about how many people that live in the area that have never been here, but once they come, it's like, this is great. Why didn't we know about this as kids? You know, as a child, I grew up coming out here and swimming. I remember the water being very, very cold.
Still is.
But we have probably the nicest sand beach of any state park in Pennsylvania. Actually, a few years ago when they were inventorying the different resources in parks, we were listed as the model site for natural swimming in natural waters. And the sand beach is great. It really is.
It really is. Now, for... Oh, and we should mention, I mean, although you do have to pay money to reserve a campsite and things like that, the vast majority of really anything at any state park is free.
Right. Yep. PA state parks are free and open to the public, which makes them great places to get out and get away. You know, if you just need to get out and experience something a little different, come swimming, hike a trail, whatever, just it's the gas money to get here. If you want to reserve a campground, a site, or a cabin, or we have the Tyler Cabin, which is a big octagon building on the north end of the park, and we have organized group tenting and you know, that type of thing. But yeah, we've been pretty busy, you know, with the whole COVID thing. There have been lots of news reports about our visitation went up, you know, so many percent. I think the overall average was 26%. I think we hit about 20%, and it looks like this year is going to be on par to be even a little better than that.
Wow.
So it's not crowded, but it's certainly busy.
Yeah, definitely. And that is a good thing. I think it's nice to see that resurgence of people realizing, wow, we live in such a beautiful area. And Eric, I think sometimes we can become blind to that. Living here where we get to see those trees all the time, we get to see the deer and the raccoon, you know, in our backyard typically. We might think to ourselves, okay, I live in Pennsylvania. I know Mother Nature. I know the outdoors. For those of us who do live in the backwoods, what can being outdoors and getting that literal breath of fresh air and taking that moment away from our homes, what can that teach us?
Everything important. Honestly, getting out and watching, and literally, I mean, people go for hikes out here all the time and they enjoy themselves, but they never stop talking. And then they come back and say, well, we didn't see any wildlife. What's going on? If you want to see how things are going, just go out by yourself. Do it. It doesn't have to be a long hike, short hike. Just go out and sit in the woods. But the coolest things I have ever witnessed, I have witnessed in the outdoors, just sitting and observing. You know, they say, stop and smell the roses. Well, sure, stop and smell the roses. Sit down and see what else comes and visits the roses.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on out there. I remember my daughter, when she was very young, went out and sat under the bird feeder. And, of course, the chickadees come right in, and she was enthralled with that. And she sat there about 20 minutes, and a sharp-shinned hawk came in and nabbed a chickadee right in front of her face.
Wow.
And I didn't know how that was going to go, but, you know, she was sad for the chickadee, but wow, what an experience. And that kind of thing happens if you're outside. It's not sitting in front of the TV. You know, you can see that stuff on the TV or the computer screen anytime. But to get out there and actually witness it for real and have that connection of, I'm here, I am physically here, this is pretty cool.
Absolutely, it is. Eric, it is fantastic. And as much as we can talk about this on the radio, I think the main thing that people need to do is actually go outside and experience it for themselves. We could talk all day, and it wouldn't come even close to actually what you are able to experience whenever you are outside.
Right. There was a survey years ago here, reasons that kids don't go outside. Number one reason is tech. Number two reason, stranger danger. Number three, homework. And having three kids that are now grown, I can vouch for the homework thing. Weather is a fourth thing. And then after school activities was a fifth. All those things are reasons that kids don't go outside. But if you flip it around and say, how did people become involved in caring for the environment? What was the number one reason? And it was kids playing outside.
Yeah, make that time. Eric, unfortunately, we have run out of time, and that means that, well, if they want to continue this conversation, they'll just have to go to Parker Dam, won't they?
You said it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Eric, for making some time for us this morning. And hopefully we'll all get to see you this summer outdoors together. So thank you again for making some time for us this morning.
Sure. You're very welcome. And I hope to see you guys all out here.
All right. And that's Eric Rensel from Parker Dam State Park. It is National Camping Month and National Get Outdoors Month. I'm Brittany Madera here on Connect FM on our wonderful camping connection here on Connect FM.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.